Local foundations and the federal government have promised to funnel some money into Baltimore for job training programs in response to some of the community needs articulated during the weeks of the Freddie Gray protests. But as WYPR's Mary Rose Madden reports, those job training programs do not always mean jobs for their graduates.
Janet Littlejohn had a full basketball scholarship to Coppin right after high school. She was working on her nursing degree until she broke her leg. She lost her scholarship and couldn't afford tuition, had to drop out. Now she's 48 and lives in West Baltimore, and she's unemployed. For years, she got by doing housekeeping, playing the lottery, and volunteering. And then a few years ago, she went through a job training program.
I learned scaffolding, how to pour concrete, how to pull up concrete, how to dig trenches. Oh, it was just so much I learned. Learned different tools, how to use different tools. I loved it. Yes, I loved it.
But when she went to transform the skills and passion into a job, she hit dead ends.
No one was hiring us. They was bringing people from out of the city. They never gave us a chance. Never.
Jermaine Jones organized the job training program Littlejohn attended. He says they trained 1,000 residents from the Sandtown Winchester neighborhood in 2011. Each student finished proficient in basic construction skills and with a high school diploma or a GED. And still, only a few of them found work. Jones says it points to a bigger issue. The city has not made the commitment it should to hire locally.
There's been discussions around local hiring, but I think that the discussion hasn't been one as aggressive as it needs to be. It's actually going to guarantee to put a substantial amount of our residents to work.
Jones and others say cities like Washington, D.C. and Seattle require developers working on large city projects to hire a certain percentage of city residents, often from distressed neighborhoods. Jones says there's no political will to do that in Baltimore. City Councilman Bill Henry says they've encouraged developers to hire locally, but that encouragement hasn't had teeth.
The way that local hire has been dealt with mostly by government has been to just negotiate something on a deal-by-deal basis, to try to work out targets for them, as opposed to a law that would require that you actually hit the targets, just not show that you tried to hit them.
Other council members have worked on this, but they haven't done enough, according to Ross Eisenbray, vice president at the Economic Policy Institute.
It's not enough to have job creation if the jobs are going to people from the suburbs.
The unemployment rate in the Baltimore metro area is 5.7%. Compare that to Baltimore City, which stands at 8.1%. That's a figure many in Baltimore want to change. Throughout the weeks of protests after the death in police custody of Freddie Gray, the nation heard staggering figures such as this one. A Department of Labor official says they're working with the city and the state to come up with an approach to Baltimore similar to the one used in Ferguson, Missouri. The department recently awarded Missouri a $5 million grant for job training. But Eisenbray doubts $5 million will be enough to help Baltimore's approximately 50,000 unemployed.
How far would $5 million go? That would be $1,000 per person for job training. But then even let's say that $1,000 per person were enough to get some sort of quality training, the question then becomes training for what? And, you know, Baltimore's fundamental problem is there aren't jobs.
Even worse, Eisenbray says, the goals Maryland sets for its job training graduates are extremely low, and that won't work for the larger needs of the city.
You can't expect to solve poverty by training people for jobs that end up paying them $11,000 or $12,000 a year. You know, if your goal is to put people, if your actual workforce standards are to put people into jobs that leave them in poverty, then you're designing failure.
He says city leaders need to change the business-as-usual mentality and create a cycle where job training programs turn into full-time, livable income jobs. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting in Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.